This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The pork industry is using research to overcome trade barriers. We'll have more from the National Pork Board right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
Recently published research demonstrates how Pork Quality Assurance Plus on-farm standards and partnerships between national pork organizations and the USDA can overcome trade barriers specific to trichina. Courtney Knupp, Vice President of International Market Development for the National Pork Board, said the findings from the paper are very good for producers.
This is a result of over 10 years of working together to get the data required to overcome some non-tariff trade barriers that have been prohibiting us in the future being able to export fresh chilled product. Fresh chilled product is a higher value than frozen product. So being able to prove that we meet the international standard for negligible risks of trichina, that's what this paper shows. And it hopefully will lend to opportunities for export moving forward, which is nothing but good for our producers.
Knupp said this helps the NPB's international development strategies for their partners.
We have to get the most value out of every part of the pig every day. And one way that we can do that is to pursue opportunities for fresh chilled over frozen products. And there's opportunities for that, maybe not today, but in the future in key Latin American markets, maybe like Colombia, Peru, potentially Argentina, but also some key Asian markets like Singapore, where we've traditionally had challenges on them wanting to accept fresh product because of their concern for trichina.
The study makes countries like Singapore much more accessible.
In lieu of this study being available and supported by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we had to freeze our product as a mitigation to prove this to trading partners.
For the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.